This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. military is communicating with the Taliban while ramping up the air evacuation of Americans and Afghan allies from the international airport in Kabul, this according to the Pentagon on Tuesday. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby told reporters there have been no hostile interactions from the Taliban to U.S. operations at the airport. He said U.S. forces and the Taliban are communicating multiple times a day. Both Pentagon officials, John Kirby and Major General William Taylor, who also spoke to reporters, both say they hope to have hourly evacuation flights starting on Wednesday. The situation at the airport was chaotic Monday as thousands of people gathered there to try to leave the country. Video from the airport shared on social media showed disorder and desperation, including some Afghans clinging to the sides of a U.S. military aircraft and what appeared to be two people falling from a plane after it took off. A U.S. official who spoke to VOA on condition of anonymity Monday said reports of multiple civilian deaths during the takeoff of a military transport plane were under investigation. The Pentagon has confirmed at least two deaths at the airport. Two armed gunmen fired into the crowds in two separate incidents. Both were killed by U.S. forces. Officials say there was no indication that these armed men were Taliban. And Major General William Taylor told reporters on Tuesday that nine U.S. C-7 military transport planes arrived with equipment and approximately 1,000 additional troops late Monday. He said by the end of Tuesday, the total number of U.S. forces on the ground at the airport will be more than 4,000. More on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. At a news conference in Kabul, a Taliban spokesman vowed to respect women's rights, in his words, within Islamic law, and form an inclusive Islamic government. Again, inclusive Islamic are the terms of that spokesman. The Taliban announced Tuesday a general amnesty for all Afghans, including government officials, and urged them to return to work. Pentagon officials say the U.S. military is communicating with the Taliban while ramping up the air evacuation of Americans and Afghan allies from the international airport in Kabul. Those evacuation flights resumed Tuesday after a chaotic day on Monday in which thousands of people gathered at the airport in an attempt to leave the country. Both international diplomats and Afghan civilians were among those trying to get a flight out. Days after a 7.2 magnitude earthquake hit Haiti, Grace, a tropical depression at the time, brought heavy rains and strong winds to the country late on Monday. Grace, which has now moved away from Haiti, has strengthened back into a tropical storm. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said it could drop 38 centimeters of rain on southern Haiti through Tuesday, bringing the threat of flash floods and mudslides to the area affected by the earthquake. It could also affect the search for survivors and aid efforts for the displaced. The death toll from the earthquake, which occurred on Saturday, has climbed to more than 1,400. The exact figure is 1,419. Estimates of injured people has risen to 6,000, many of them seeking treatment at hospitals that are already overwhelmed. The United Nations Children's Fund said Tuesday that among those affected by the earthquake are 540,000 children. It said the heavy rains from Tropical Storm Grace are further disrupting access to water, shelter, and other basic services. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said in a statement Tuesday the UN is on the ground in Haiti and has allocated $8 million from its Emergency Response Fund to provide help with essential health care, clean water, emergency shelter, and sanitation. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern put the nation on a three-day lockdown Tuesday after a single case of community-spread COVID-19 was confirmed in Auckland, this country's largest city. The new case, which is New Zealand's first new case in 6 months, was diagnosed in the 58-year-old man who had visited the nearby Coromandel area. It is not known how he contracted the virus that causes COVID-19. And more on that and all the stories we're covering, again, is at our website, voanews.com. We also have a mobile app for you to download. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, and this is VOA News.